The Cam Cougars got in some wrestling action on Tuesday at the Rolling Valley Conference Quad and fell in all three matches due to a depleted squad of just 7 wrestlers. Regardless of the team not being able to take a win, the Cougars saw success from Owen Hoover, Tristan Becker, and Gunnar Nemanny on the mats.
Well, with an incomplete team of only 7 wrestlers, it's kind of hard to win against teams that have full roster team-wise, but individual is mostly what I look at. And yes, we had some pretty good matches. Some of them, you know, could have done better and had a better outcome, but I think overall we did good as a team.
In the last few days, the Cougars have been getting in multiple repetitions to prepare for wrestling action in districts. These minor tweaks are huge going into one of the biggest challenges of the season.
We've been just pretty much doing some live wrestling. Most of the things that, major things that need to get fixed are, we just don't have the time to fix those. So we, you know, just the minor detail tweaks and really just getting that conditioning of live wrestling in for the district tournament.
Two wrestlers have a chance to make it to Des Moines for the state tournament. Senior Owen Hoover's 25-7 at 175 has been ranked as the number one seed going into the district matchups and just needs to continue to do what he has done since December. The other is Kaysen Calhoun, who's 18-10 at 120 and has some tough competition at number one and number two, but has a chance to pull off an upset.
Well, Owen is seated first, and he needs to keep doing what he's been doing since Christmas, and he'll make it to state. Calhoun, he's got a tough one seed and two seed. I think he can make an upset somewhere there and make his way to state.
There will be many familiar teams in the Class 1A District No. 9 wrestling matchup. Cam will be alongside ACGC, HSCW, Coon Rapids Baird, Griswold, Lennox, Mount Air, and Riverside. This helps the Cougars to where they're going up against some familiar foes and can prepare for the matchups that lie ahead.
Well, it helps us see what those teams are teaching move-wise, and we can capitalize on working it on some counters and hopefully not getting caught into situations that, you know, we saw when we went against them.
Cam travels to Oakland at Riverside High School for the district matchup for a chance to go to the state tournament. The meet will start at 10 a.m. It'll be broadcast on 96.5 KSOM with an audio stream on Western Iowa Today TV, with Austin West providing updates all day long. I'm Zach Callens reporting.